You ain't nothing about it.
Gold Central Victoria. Dog Spot with Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
It was funny that we just played weather with you because I'm going to be talking about the weather today and specifically about hot weather.
Yes.
And I have put you on the spot here. You walked in and I said, hey, Joe, why don't we talk about what you do for your dog when it's hot?
Oh, this is what you do to me all the time.
But no? I'm sure it's something you want to talk about anyway.
Absolutely. And it's a great question because a lot of people are unaware that dogs can get heat stroke just like humans can. And especially around our area, it can get, as everybody will appreciate, very hot during the summer months. So a couple of things to be very mindful of. Exercising your dog on really hot days. If you normally take your dog for a walk, do it really, really early while it's still quite cool. And that would be all the exercise I would give my dog.
Maybe a short walk. Only a short
very
walk.
Short, yep. Very, very short. Also, water. I always make sure that I've got two full water bowls somewhere in the yard so that and in shaded areas, just in case they decide to put their paws in one and bring it up onto their bellies, which they often do to cool their bodies down. Now, dogs, unlike not like us, they don't sweat. So we perspire and that helps us cool our systems down. For dogs, they don't sweat at all. So the only way they can release heat from their body is by panting. And the heavier they're panting, the more you know that they're under struggle. Okay. And especially, I mean, obviously, if they've had a ball game the last 5 minutes, you're going to see some heavy panting. But if they're in the backyard and they're really panting, it's a very good indicator that they're struggling with the heat. However, just like us with babies, puppies and older dogs, they also can really struggle with the heat. So my recommendation is to bring puppies and older dogs inside where you've got some kind of fan or cooling system. I like those shell pools that you can pick up for about $20 here and there, and I fill them as well, again in shade so that the dog can come in, and make sure you refill the water and make it fresh water every day. Taking your dog for a swim is great, but don't do it at the really hot time, because often what happens is, and especially for Labradors, they have two coats. So when you take your dog for a swim, they've now got all this moisture that can get trapped between their two coats and can actually make hot days even harder. So just be mindful. Also, inside, if you don't have air conditioning, you can just wet a towel and get your dog to lie on the towel. Bringing coolness to their bellies is a really good way of helping them cool down and keeping them inactive. You know, just like us, it's better on those days. It's all about survival.
I want to ask you, humans probably eat less in the heat. Are dogs the same? Do they eat less? So give them a bit of smaller.
Yep, smaller meals. Yep. They tend to do the same, and you'll find it's a funny thing because dogs don't often think, oh, I need to go and drink water. But humans are the same. We don't necessarily go, oh, I better start putting in some water. Another thing that's really handy is I often get an old ice cream container and I'll cut up some skinless Frankfurts and I'll put a quarter of water into that and then I'll put it in the freezer, and during the day, like if I've got to go out and the dog can't be inside, I'll give that to the dog in a shaded area and they're licking and they're taking in moisture and they're cooling themselves down, and at the end of it they get a really fun treat that they enjoy as well. So there's some of the ways that you can help them. Be careful with things like, icy poles, because sometimes the chemicals in the icy poles are very harmful for dogs. So
I was going to ask you about ice blocks. I used to put ice blocks in my dog's water and it would just melt and make the water cool. Is that worthwhile or not really?
Yeah, that's a great idea as well. The only thing you've got to be careful of there is some dogs will dip their head and dive for them, okay. And then, you know, it can be a choking hazard. Yep. However, most dogs won't. They'll just maybe get them out and crunch them or leave them there. So that it is a good idea, but just be mindful that some dogs, that could be a choking hazard.
Some great advice. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
You're welcome, Sean.